Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and Friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends. Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Welcome to Thank Goodness It's Folk here on Sheffield Live with James Fagan and Sam Hindley, broadcasting around the world on the internet at www.sheffieldlive.org. If you're in Sheffield, you can hear it on digital radio or on 93.2 FM on old-fashioned and wonderful FM radio. You can also hear it later as a Mixcloud podcast. And if you're joining us on Mixcloud, welcome and thank you for your ongoing and continued listenership of Sam and I on the radio. We make the show entirely for you. We have a wonderful guest today. Her name is Holly Clark. If you don't know her singing, you will after the first hour. She's an amazing ballad singer, a fantastic guitarist. She has a great, powerful voice. And we are honoured that today she is playing the first plays from the album that she's made, her second full-length solo album. Comes out in March, but we have three exclusive preview tracks to play you on today's programme. The album's going to be called Wild, Feral, Fierce. And Holly will join us in the first half to tell us all about it and about her love of balladry, mythology, the woods, Cumbria, and also her love of Scandinavia, the Moomins and Scandinavian balladry and Norse mythology. Holly has a lot to talk about, and we love to talk to Holly. So do stick with us for the first half. In the second hour, we look at Child Ballad 204, which is the beautiful ballad, a fragment of Jamie Douglas called Whaley Whaley, which has led to some fine other songs too, and fragments of which pop up all across the world in songs like Come All You Fair and Tender Ladies and Cockle Shells. We also continue our exploration of Dick Cochran's incredible seven-disc box set Revolutions, and today we are up to 1981 to 1983, which is the incredible Handful of Earth period of his career, so we'll be looking at some tracks from that as well. All of that and more. Do let us know if you're listening on the Facebook page, and keep supporting Thank Goodness It's Folk here on Sheffield Live.
The cotton mills are closing down all over Lancashire, from Burnley to the Mersey and from Oldham to the Wyre. And all along the Rossendale you'll hear a weary cry, and the wind across the Pennines heaves a low and a deadly sigh. Save our sheds from all employment, that's all that we demand. For we're clemming and we're starving with no money in our hands. Redeployment is the answer from Whitehall's empty mouth. Come leave your home and your family, lad, there's jobs for you down south. But meanwhile, for the last time, the factory whistles blow. For the profit margin's fallen, and the capital's run low. And the stockbrokers of Altrincham, they must sell up all their shares, and not give a damn for the working man, 'cause no one really cares. Now the sun sets over Pendle, and the rain begins to fall, and the government in Westminster ignores the weaver's call, and the glory that was England dies beneath the coal-black hills, and the legends of Jerusalem with the dark satanic mills. The cotton mills are closing down all over Lancashire, from Burnley to the Mersey, and from Oldham to the Wyre, and all along the Rossendale you'll hear a weary cry, as the wind across the Pennines heaves a low and a deadly sigh, and the glory that was England dies beneath the coal-black hills, and the legend of Jerusalem with the dark satanic mills.
Dave Webber and Annie Fentiman, and you heard Dave leading all along the Rossendale there from Dave and Annie's duo record. And Dave and Annie are in Sheffield this weekend with Brown Boots at the New Musical Traditions Club, a fantastic club and a great double header. You'll have the beautiful harmony singing and rich storytelling of Dave Webber and Annie Fentiman, and you'll have Brown Boots, fantastic instrumental English traditional duo. Don't miss that. This is what Brown Boots sound like. We'll give you a snippet of them now. Brown Boots, who will be appearing this Sunday at the New Musical Traditions Club. Get your tickets online, and you'll see Dave and Annie as well, as you will when you come to the, if you can come, to Crooks Social Club from the 7th to the 8th of March, the Raise Your Voice Harmony Singing Weekend led by Melrose Quartet, featuring the Wilsons, the Melsons, Janice Burns and John Doran, and Dave and Annie. It'll be a marvellous weekend. And this year, we are starting off with a Friday night Cayley, the Melrose Quartet Cayley Band. You can find information about the Raise Your Voice Harmony Weekend and the Cayley from melrosequartet.co.uk. Well, our next guest on the program is Holly Clark, and we've been very excited to know that Holly was going to be joining us today on the program for many reasons. She's a great singer. She's a great friend of both Sam and myself. She's a wonderful performer, as many of you will already know. And very excitingly, she is dropping the first single of her brand new album today to the general public. The single is called Wild, Feral and Fierce, and the album, which is called Wild, Feral, Fierce, is coming out in March. But Holly, in typical generous fashion, has brought three tracks along today to Thank Goodness It's Folk, and we will be the world premiere of these tracks on radio, and we're absolutely thrilled. So before we talk to Holly Clark, let's hear one track from the record. The track is John Barleycorn. It is a lovely link to last week's theme, which was looking at some of the music of wonderful Martin Carthy, who also has a version of John Barleycorn, and I won't preempt the story that Holly has to tell you about when she sang her version of John Barleycorn to Martin Carthy himself in Sheffield not long ago. So our guest after this will be Holly Clark, talking about her new album, Wild, Feral, Fierce. But in the meantime, listen to her magnificent and evocative version from her as yet unreleased album coming out next month. John Barleycorn, Holly Clark.
For there were three men come out of the west, their fortunes for to try. And these three men made that solemn vow, John Barleycorn should die. For they sowed, they ploughed, they harrowed him, and put clods upon his head. These three men made that solemn John Barleycorn should die. For they let him lie for a very long time, till the rain from heaven did fall, and little Sir John rose up his head, and soon he amazed them all. For they let him light along midsummer till he grew of pale and wan. For little Sir John grew a long, long beard and soon became a man. For they hired men beside so sharp to cut him down at the knee, but the loader he served him worse than that, and served him most barbarously. For they rolled him around and around the field till he came unto a barn. These three men made that solemn of little John Barleycorn. For they hired men with crabtree sticks to cut him both skin and bone, but the miller he served him worse than that, and carved him between two stones. For little Sir John in a nut brown bow with a brandy in the glass. Little Sir John in a nut brown bow will slay the strongest man. For there came three men out from the west, their fortunes they did find. And these three men made that solemn vow, John Barleycorn should die. John Barleycorn should die. John Barleycorn. John Barleycorn should die. John Barleycorn should die. John Barleycorn should die.
Wow. Well, you heard it here first. The first play of the first music from the brand new album from Holly Clark. And we're delighted to say that Holly has taken some time out this morning to join us on Thank Goodness It's Folk. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. It's an exciting time, and it's the build-up to the release of this album and the tour. So, yeah, it's an exciting time.
It sure is. And at the outset, can I say, from what I've heard already, it is such a great step forward for you as an album, both in the quality of your singing, which was already great, but there's an extra level and edge to this album. I think a combination of your experience as a performer now, the repertoire, which is deep and highly themed to the areas you've been interested in the last few years, and the production as well, have all combined to make this a big leap forward. And you must be aware of that when you listen back to it.
I am. And, you know, sometimes I listen back to it and think, oh, God, that's my album. And I think it's been a bit of a whirlwind and a bit of a crazy time to listen back to this album, the times that I have, because it's always that thing of like, I'm just going to make sure that like I did good, that I did all right. And I'm actually like really proud of it. I learned a lot from this album and what I want to take forward in the future.
Absolutely.
You know, every album is a learning curve, and every album you think, okay, I did that this time, next time I'm going to do this. But I'm super proud of this album, and I'm just so glad that what it represents. I think this album really truly represents not who I am just as a musician, but as a person as well.
You took your time over it, didn't you, Ollie? You didn't.
Yeah. I did. I very much did, Sam. And you know what? I think the reason, because, you know, weirdly enough, I've had this chat with a couple of musicians, and a lot of people are like, why is it taking this long? And the answer's always the same. I didn't want to just put out an album just so that it was out there and to make it look like that I had just something available. I wanted to wait until it felt like the right time, when I had the right songs, the right experience, and the right people around me to create the thing that I wanted to create. And all the timing fit in place, and here we are. We have the album, and I'm really, really pleased with it.
And so you should be. Let's talk a little bit then about the repertoire as the starting point, because it is a really carefully and really well thought out set of songs. I wouldn't quite go as far as to call it a concept album, because I think that might be a little bit dismissive. It's an album full of traditional songs and some of your own writing, but there are themes in it without a doubt. And I'd love you to tell the listeners what those themes are.
I think for me, the theme was I wanted to focus on the songs that were more about the other world, the folklore, the supernatural, because that is where my heart really lies. Those are the songs I love. And you know, I love all the folk songs that exist. Like, I love all the industrial stuff. I love all of the, you know, the contemporary songs that have made it into the scene, and I love the protest stuff. I love it all. But where my heart has lain is within these fantastical stories, because that is where my heart has always been, even before I discovered that actually this is what folk music was. You know, I think it was these stories of like fairies and odd creatures, and like, to be honest, maybe it's all J.R.R. Tolkien's fault.
And what's, you know, not wrong with that? And anyone who knows you, Holly, will be nodding vigorously to hear yourself say that this is the stuff that you relate to the hardest, because we know you in real life and we know what interests you, and we know that you love nothing more than to go, you know, into the woods or into the forests, and you have a rich imagination and you live in that world. So it must be nice to actually stand on stage or stand in a studio and feel that this is not just a set of songs, but is somehow more. It's a reflection of who you are, and it's a reflection of where you are in your life and the world that you live in.
Exactly. And I think that's what I wanted to give to the audience, was I wanted them to step inside my head, because quite often in my life I have to step into other people's heads, and I wanted them to step into my head for once.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to say that in like a, well, I'm doing it my way, but I wanted people to really connect with these stories, because although this stuff is fantastical and folklore and myth, what I will say is that it isn't just about that. It's about unearthing the emotion within them. The fact that you know, we don't just have to enjoy fantastical stories. We can enjoy the fact that actually the reason we have these stories, these mythological stories that feel like they're not real, it's because they're always dealing with something that we are actually dealing with.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I do a version of Bonnie Woodhull on this album. My interpretation of that song was that it was about a guy who was in the in-between. He had died, you know, on the battlefield, and he was looking back over his body and his mates who were trying to help him out. And I thought that, well, I was like, that's supernatural to me. That's a ghost. But what it's dealing with is the real hurt and pain of war. And the loss, you know, the individual loss. So the album deals with that as well. I think it's about unleashing a lot of emotion, as well as showing an audience, this is your folklore and you should love it, and it's for everyone. That's kind of the album, is come inside Holly's head, see all the fantastical things, but also here's some really big emotions.
Wonderful. Well, you've done incredibly well to capture that. One of the lovely things about it, from my point of view, listening to it, is the quality of your singing. And I've known you a long time now, and I've been involved in your singing journey because we met at Newcastle University up there. I saw you singing when you were very young in the Young Folk Award, where you did extremely well. And got into the finals. You have a long history as a singer for a young singer, but there's something about this album which I think more mature. Obviously, it's a more mature thing. We're all a bit older, but your vocals on this record, tell us about the process and tell us about how it was this time around for you as a vocalist and hearing yourself back this time and how that might have changed.
It was interesting because when I was recording the album, I found myself quite often going into the room. And I was like, oh, do you know what, Holly? You sound like you're trying too hard here. And actually, you don't need to belt this out. You don't need to be loud. You don't need to prove that you have the power. Sorry, just inadvertently, accidentally quoted He-Man there. I have the power.
Well, this radio program is coming to people from Castle Grayskull, just so you know. So that's quite
brilliant.
Yeah,
fantastic. But like, it was that idea of actually, Holly, you actually have more power within your voice than just volume. All you have to do is really just feel. And so I went in the booth, and I sang them in a way where, really, what I was just trying to do was tell a good story, but sing well. And it has actually transformed how I want to go forward in terms of how I sing. And I think it's made me a hugely better singer. It's made me think about, actually, Holly live is just a little bit different to Holly recorded.
And
it's been really, really interesting. And I do think within the last 2 years, my voice has really matured to a very different place.
Yeah.
But what I love about this job, James, is that I am never going to stop learning, and I'm never going to stop thinking, right, I need to work towards this.
Yeah,
because that's just the process. But this record taught me a lot in actually, you don't need to just, you know, belt it out.
I think you've summed it up perfectly, and I think that people will hear that when they hear the record. One thing I touched on at the very beginning, which I'd just like you to tell us a little bit about, is that John Barleycorn and the fact that you supported Martin Carthy, which now in retrospect, now that we all know the news that he's no longer able to perform and he has Alzheimer's disease and has taken a brave but right decision with medical advice to retire. He's not dead. He's actually quite well in other ways. He's at home. Yeah. He'll be very sad not to be touring. And we, his beloved audience and who have followed his career for so long, are all very sad, obviously, that he is no longer going to be performing. But we also have this unbelievable catalogue of 60 years or more of extraordinary recordings, great interpretations, you know, a career which defines many of the finest songs in our tradition. And when you did that support gig, you said yourself that it was a little bit intimidating. It is for anybody supporting Martin, I'm sure. But you absolutely nailed the gig. And one thing I'd just like you to tell the listeners about is singing a song so associated with Martin Carthy, John Barleycorn, and asking him first whether that would be okay and what he said.
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to try and not well up here because I think about it a lot. And it makes me cry every time. And look, I don't know Martin at all. We're just acquaintances because we've only met a few times. But he makes you feel like your mate when you first meet him, which is the thing that I loved about him most. I remember that night just being, oh God, I was just terrified because I'd never met him. And I just remember walking into the back room of the church and he was sitting on this tiny children's chair with his guitar in his lovely little Fair Isle jumper. And I remember John Wilkes said, "This is Martin." And Martin just said, "Hello." And I'm like, well, that's Martin Carthy sitting on a tiny chair. So I went over and sat on a tiny chair across from him. And I had a chat with him, and I had a chat with him about Robert Anderson, and I'd never talked to anyone else about Cumbrian ballads and about the Cumbrian bard, and it was wonderful. But then I plucked up the courage and I said to him, "Martin, I hope this is okay for me to ask, but I tend to do most gigs. I tend to do John Barleycorn, and it is your version that I've come from. I was just wondering, would you be all right if I performed it tonight?" And he said, "Absolutely, because I don't want to do it tonight." And he said, "Just remember, it's your song too." And even now, I get a lump at the back of my throat because that's Martin to a T.
Yep.
But also, he's right. These songs are for everyone to sing.
Yeah.
And they're everyone's story. They're everyone's folklore. And I remember going on stage that night, just feeling immense pride that I was supporting the man who has influenced me in a lot of different ways and how I approach folk song. I mean, I don't play or sing like him, but his words and his philosophy has been the thing that has influenced me the most. And yeah, he's wonderful. And here's the thing, my grandfather had Alzheimer's, and despite the fact that at one point he didn't know who I was, he could still play in C on his accordion. And Martin will always be able to play his guitar. So yep. That's, and that's the wonderful thing about Martin. Yep. So, yeah.
So, Ollie, one of the fascinating things about this record is, well, your discovery and your looking at Scandinavian ballads and ballads from other countries. Where did that fascination come from?
Well, Sammy, it's a bit of a long story. Actually, no, it's not that long, actually. I'm just obsessed with Scandinavia. When I was a bit younger, this goes back to the Lord of the Rings link as well. So when I was younger, I was looking for music that was inspired by Lord of the Rings. And I just typed in, Lord of the Rings inspired music. What comes up but the track by Ambjörn Galadriel? And I was thinking, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And I listened to it and it's just this incredible piece of music. And it's really funny because she's actually playing her nickel harper on that track, not her hardanger, but I think a hardanger does come in later. So I got obsessed with Ambjörg's music, and from there I got into Scandinavian music. But I think through that, and I grew up watching the Moomins as well, so Scandinavian culture is kind of embedded in me. So it was just natural for me to be drawn to Scandinavian music. But I think it's only really recently that I have started to make a connection between the old Eddic medieval poetry and the ballads that we have now. I have a couple of theories. I think I've got a lot more research to do before I put my theory out there, that I think it's all connected and it's one long line of tradition that's been changed. But I think realizing that the old Eddic poetry, which was basically stuff that was collected in Iceland and in Norway, and it was basically the remnants of the oral tradition of the Norse people. And I started to realise this is all the same thing. And I think I went looking for ballads and I found loads of them. And it's really interesting to see the connection between ballads from all across Scandinavia, but also here the fact that the stories are the same, that they've just changed, really the Victorians got a hold of them and made them even more miserable and over-romanticised. But also the fact that, like, even in Finland, they have a story in the Kalevala about how the first kantele was made. And the kantele is their national instrument. It was made from the jawbone of a pike that was caught by one of the heroes of the Kalevala. And it's like, hang on, in the Two Sisters, we have a harp made out of one of the sisters. And it's like, hang on, there's got to be more connection. So I think that's where my fascination really lies. It's the fact that we have so much in common ballad-wise with Scandinavia. It's just, it's incredible. It's amazing to unearth it.
Well, one of the central songs on the new record, Holly, is Sir Orr and Lady Elzalil. Now, the ballad does tell its story, but if you could give us a very potted synopsis, like a one-minute synopsis, and then we'll hear the song in full.
Okay, so it is the Danish version of Sweet William's Ghost, except it's got a bit of a twist. Basically, Lady Elzalil and Sir Orr are in love, and Sir Orr, unfortunately, perishes. There is a little hint in the song that it might be the plague, but we're not sure. But he rises from his grave in his cloak and he pulls his coffin with him to go and see his true love one last night. And then they have one last night together. And then he goes to the graveyard to put himself back in the grave. And then she follows him about 2 weeks later. So it's very sad, but I think Sir Orr, out of all of the Sweet William's Ghosts versions, he's a pretty good one. So, you know, and he's a knight and he's got, you know, he's, you can just imagine him, you know, shining armor and everything. So he's great.
So this is a, is it a Danish or Norwegian version you're singing?
So I will explain. This is a Danish version of the ballad, but it's been translated. But I have adapted a tune to it, which is Norwegian. And it's an incredibly famous tune. It's called Jendines Bonsol. I hope that my Norwegian pronunciation of that is okay. But essentially, it was collected by Edvard Grieg. And basically he popularized it. And he collected it in a place called Jotunheim, which means land of the giants. And Jotunheim is where my very good friend Astrid is from. So it's a lovely little connection. So I adapted Norwegian tune to a translated Danish ballad.
Well, it's a wonderful thing. And we're very honoured, may I say, and I know Sam feels the same, to be premiering this on the show today. This is Holly Clark with Sir Orr and Lady Elzalil.
Thank you.
For she loved her knight so truly.
Absolutely fantastic. That's Holly Clark with the Danish version with a Norwegian tune and Holly Clark's own setting of Sir Orr and Lady Elsalill. And that is one of the central ballads on the new record, which comes out in March. The album is called Wild, Feral, Fierce, and we'll hear why at the end of this interview, because it's the title track and we're going to finish with it. But before we go there, Holly, that's a remarkable soundscape you and your friends have created. Tell us about the people you enlisted to help you make this album sound so spacious and exciting.
Yeah, well, I was just about to say, I owe a huge... big thank you to my band on this album, whom I absolutely adore them because they understand me so deeply. Firstly is my absolutely one of my best friends in the absolute world, who is making incredible music herself right now. Anna Hughes, who was also singing on John Barleycorn, but plays fiddle and viola on this album. I can't quite remember if she's doing viola or fiddle on this one, but that's okay. It's one of them. And then we have Amy Thatcher on accordion on this one. She also does some synth on the album as well and is also singing on John Barleycorn. And then we have the wonderful John Pope, incredible bass player. He's not a folky bass player. He's a jazz bass player. And I said to him, I just want someone who can do Danny Thompson pentangle style bass. He's like, I'm your guy. And he's honestly, he's nailed it. And honestly, I said to them, just think folk horror soundtrack. They totally got the assignment. And they nailed it. So I have a huge amount of thanks to them for helping me arrange, especially that big ballad. As you know, I don't think John's ever done a big ballad like that before, but he went into it and he's like, yeah, I love, like, as he calls it, the sexy zombie song. So, so you know, I think they've just nailed it and it's been great. So, you know.
Wonderful. We've asked you to bring in a piece of music that's not from your record. One of the things we'd like to do with you, and you would like to do as well, because you've told us many times, is come and present an hour of your favourite Scandinavian folk music on Thank Goodness It's Folk. It's something we haven't done with you yet, and it's definitely in the near future. We should really do that soon. But have chosen a wonderful piece to play for our listeners today. Tell us about this.
So, I need to put my passion somewhere. It needs to be on the radio waves. This is a band called Everstaden. Hopefully that was a better Norwegian pronunciation. And if it was accidentally Swedish, all of my Norwegian friends are going to be mad at me. But Everstaden is an amazing band. I think they're all kind of around my age. But what they are doing is they're bringing the old into the new. It's a very similar concept to what I'm trying to do. And they're just incredible. So they have soundscapes and really cool like looping systems. But then they have like old, old Norwegian instruments like the lyre. And the Hardanger, and then they sing as well, and they're just brilliant, and it's perfect. This track's called Blomsterbed, which translates into flowerbed, and it's kind of inspired by like traditional songs. It's weirdly linked to that song that I've just done. It's kind of about being in a graveyard. This song, so it's. It's a great song. And if anyone who's listening, pause, get a cup of tea, lie back and listen to this because it'll chill you out. It's so good.
Spegelbild.
Well, Holly, you've got a big album release coming up and a big tour. But before we get to that, I'm just going to steer it in one direction. You are in Sheffield next week, aren't you?
Yes, I am, with George Sansom. So that's going to be a lovely, lovely gig.
And that's on Thursday the 12th in this room. And I'm looking forward to it. So people can see you if they come before the tour. If they get tickets through Live at Sam's. But after that, you've got a massive tour coming up. You're going to a lot of places, aren't you?
I'm going to a lot of places. I'm going to be in Bridgend at a place called St. Telio's Church on the 5th of March, just before the album drops. Going to be Credit and Arts Centre, Devon, Birmingham, Liverpool. Going to be Bury Met, Otley, Swanage, London, Bristol, the Fleece Inn at Bretherton, going to be at Coniston, Sheffield, Edinburgh, Northumberland, yes. Newcastle,
There is a Sheffield date, isn't there? Yellow Arch.
Yellow Arch Studios. Yeah, there is a lot of dates. So it's going to be really fun. But like Yellow Arch, I'm very, very excited for. It's going to be very, very fun and very cool.
And now are you on your own for this tour? Or you've got band?
So there's going to be a couple of gigs where there's band. And then most of it's going to be solo. And then there's going to be one or two where I've got a duo. with Anna. So yeah, it's gonna be lovely.
Have you got a big like an album launch gig, or is it just the tour?
Well, the big gig for launching the album will be at the Clooney in Newcastle upon Tyne, because that's where I live and that's kind of my home crowd, so it will be there. But the album officially releases on the 6th of March.
Great stuff. Well, thank you for having a chat with us.
Holly, yeah, I'll just agree. Thank you very much for coming on the show. We're delighted to have the first plays of these amazing tracks. And I think the title track, knowing you as I do, I know how much this speaks for you. You've written this song yourself. And it is, in a way, it is a kind of a coming out song about you yourself, isn't it? Would you agree with that?
It is. But I think the thing within my identity that it's mostly about is just accepting that my autism isn't going to change. So on that note, I wouldn't change being autistic, but I would change the world for autistic people, is what I would say.
Well said. And I think it's a wonderful song. And the first time I heard you sing this live, I was as moved by your introduction as I was by the song itself, because I think it's really, really important for people to talk about autism and to talk about neurodiversity generally. But it certainly didn't happen a few years ago. What's your perception now on the folk scene, and how are you fitting in?
Well, I mean, you know, you're going to come up with people who don't want to hear about it, and you get people who want to hear about it. And then you get people who are like, yeah, I accept that, but, you know, it's not really something I think about. And that's okay. You know, you're not going to preach and get through to absolutely everyone, but this song is for the people who hear it and understand it, and, you know, and who feel something towards it. And I will caveat with that this was inspired by Nancy's writing. Nancy inspired me to write, and this song is really always for her, as a to say thank you for giving me courage with Fragile Water. And she's probably bored of me saying that, because I've told her so many times. So sorry, Nancy, but also not.
I don't think she'll mind hearing it again. Holly, tell us your website so that people can find not only the new album when it lands in March, but also a link to your Bandcamp, and also how they can find the tour dates. Where will they find you?
So hollyclarkmusic.com. That will basically lead you everywhere. As we speak, the Bandcamp is not active, but it will be at some point.
Great.
So it's all good. So you'll be able to listen to the new single on streaming platforms, and then later down the line be able to buy the album. So it's good.
Holly, it's brilliant. The album's brilliant. You're brilliant. And your tour is going to be great. And we can't wait to see you here in Sheffield. And we can't wait to see how the album is received. Congratulations on it. And would you do us the honour of introducing the title track on Thank Goodness It's Folk?
So this is Wild, Feral and Fierce. It is the song about a woman who cannot stop from transforming into a fox. It's a painful transition, but she realises that on the other side, the acceptance of it is the best thing that could happen. So this is for all of my trans friends, all of my autistic friends. You're not alone. So here's Wild, Feral and Fierce.
she bears this gift, a gift of crimson red. You can hear her voice blowing through the trees, the din of her desire. She is wild, oh, feral and fierce. Oh, she is wild.
Our wonderful guest in the first half has been Holly Clark, and she's on tour through March and April, launching her brand new record, which is called Wild, Feral, Fierce, and you just heard the title track there. Thank you so much to Holly for joining us. Don't go away, because we have another hour of Thank Goodness It's Folk right after this. Thank Goodness It's Folk, Sheffield Live's weekly folk program broadcasting to the world with Sam Hindley and James Fagan. Every Friday at 10 a.m.